What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty, awesome, powerful, majestic God we serve. Pastor Butler, you're on. Are you available? I know you're traveling. Are you available? Is that a yes or no? I know today you're traveling. You preach there in Houston. Are you able to pray? Pastor Butler? I think he got kicked off, huh? Glory. What about Sister Purdy? Sister Purdy on, Sister Joy. You can find Sister Purdy.
Yes, sir, I'm on.
Oh, she ready, you ready, you ready, you ready, you ready, you ready. Well, Sister Purdy, go ahead and pray if you can. Hallelujah. For the next 15, 20 minutes as the Spirit of the Lord leads you. And then I'll take it from there. Go forth. Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, yes, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come to give you glory, God. Oh, God, we come to give you honor. We come to give you praise in the name of Jesus. I come before the throne of grace right now. I first give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for bringing us together on this morning, thus this far. I give honor to our pastor, our leader, our man of God, our shepherd, the watchman for our soul for such a time as this. And we come together in prayer. We come together in unity. We come together to be fine-tuned on this morning. We come together on the heaven's agenda that's been set up by God for such a time as this. And we must know the impact of what we are under concerning the prayer that God has brought forth out of the loins of our man of God. And we must know that prayer is necessary. It's an important tool. It's a factor for Christianity simply because prayer deals with us communicating with God from various dimensions of his glory. And we got to know that prayer can and will be broken into multiple categories. There's healing prayer. There's deliverance prayer. There's salvation prayer. There's warfare prayer. There's prayer for us to even stand still to see the salvation of God. And we must know that prayer declares that we need God and that prayer interrupts all the illegal trafficking that's going on in the realm of the spirit in this self-same hour, even as I am yet speaking. And prayer give us dominion over the elements. We got to know that there were different factors of prayer, even in the word of God, how Joshua prayed for help and mercy in 7:6-9, how Abraham prayed for a son in Genesis 15, and how even Abraham's servant prayed for guidance in Genesis 24 for Isaac, for him to choose a wife for Isaac for such a time as this. And so there are different areas in the Bible that speaks about prayer. And so it's in this hour that we must be on guard, that we got to keep a watch in this hour. We got to look out. We got to set our sights into the destiny and into the distance. And we got to pierce into the things that's in the realm of the spirit. We got to investigate, and we got to get a greater insight on what's going on. We got to get a scope on the enemy that comes to seek and devour. And so it's in 2 Kings verse 9 and 17, and I don't have time to go through it all, but it says, "And there stood a watchman on the tower in Jezreel, and he spied the company of Jehu as he came and said, I see a company. And Joram said, take a horseman and send to meet them and let them say, is it peace?" So what it was during this time that watchmen were set on high places in the times of peace as well as in times of war. Whenever the king, wherever the king was, that there will be no surprises, that everybody will be on their guard and know into what dimension who was coming and why they was coming. And so the question was asked, he was inquiring, who is it? And what he was really saying when he was asking about is it peace, he was saying, what is the news? Is it a friendly or of hostile intentions? And so in the Greek word, shema means to protect. It means to guard. It means to have charge of. And this comes only through prayer. There's another Greek word called Gregorio in the Greek, which means to keep awake, to watch, to take heed, to be vigilant, to be alert. And so we know that 1 Peter 5:8 tells us to be sober, to be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, he comes as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And so there's so much to be said in this, but time don't even give me that moment to even take it as it needs to be taken. So I want to pray for our leadership, for the honor of our leadership. And Hebrews 13:17 says, obey them that have rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable unto you. So right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I want you to lift your right hand and say, Your Majesty, we humbly bow ourselves before your throne, realizing that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are a God of divine order. Therefore, we honor you and submit to your authority. So likewise, help us to surrender the gift that you have given to us, or that you have given to those who you have placed over us, such as our man of God, Prophet, Pastor, Apostle Brian Keith Carnes Jr. So let's go into prayer. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I give you glory and I give you honor, Lord, for the great things that you are doing upon our man of God. Father, I thank you, God, that you are God, and besides you, there is no other God. You are the God that was, the God that is, and the God that is to come. You are our most high God. You are our eternal God. You are the God that sits high and looks low. You are the God that knows all and sees all. And ain't nothing too hard for you, God. You are God that can do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for the man of God that you have given to us for such a time as this, God. We thank you, God, that we don't disappoint him, God, because of the teachings that you have placed in his belly, because of the labor, God, that you have given to him, God, that he labors over our soul, God. Oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, God, that according to Proverbs 15:30, God, that the light of his eyes rejoices in his heart, God, and a good report, you said, make it the bones fat, God. And we thank you, God, for blessing us, God, to give him pleasure and contribute to the necessary spiritual health of his body, his soul, his mind, his spirit. Our man of God, Prophet Brian Kahn, Lord, oh, God, because of his labor, God, that's not in vain, God. Oh, God, let us take heed, God, to what you're giving him to give to us, God. Oh, God, let him hear of a good reputation, God. Hey, God, that's coming from us under his care, God. Oh, God, that it constitutes for a good report, Lord. Oh, Father, with nothing missing, nothing broken, and nothing lacking in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, for the prayer that you've given me, God. Oh, Father, to send out into the atmosphere over our man of God, Lord. Oh, God, that you allow to come up out of my loins, Lord. And I'm going to repeat this prayer back into the atmosphere, God. Oh, by the supreme sacrifice in the blood of Jesus, I send a power surge of the strength of God as an intravenous injection into the inward parts of Prophet Brian Keith Carn Jr. Oh, Father, to renew, God. Oh, Father, to revive, Lord. Oh, God, to replenish, Lord. Oh, God, and to restore all that you have executed out of his loins, Lord, for the body of Christ, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I command every fiery dart that was sent out against Brian Keith Carn to receive an angelic slap now into the bottomless pit, into the place of fire, brimstone, and sulfur with a millstone around him. Now, God, in the name of Jesus, I call forth again Proverbs 15. 16 and 30 to navigate into the soul of Prophet Brian Keith Corn. Hey, God, that the light of God's eyes rejoiced in his heart, God, and that a good report from the throne room perspective, making his bones fat, God, with divine supernatural nourishment right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we give you glory, God. Oh, God, we give you honor, Lord. Father, we thank you for ordering the steps of our man of God. God, your word said that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for ordering the steps of our man of God's mind. We thank you for ordering the steps of his heart, God. Oh, God, we thank you for ordering the steps of his will. Hey, God, and his intellect and his emotions, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that he will lead us beside the still waters, God. Oh, God, that he will lead us in the green pastures, God. Oh, God, because he's following your instructions, God, and because he's following your directions, God. Therefore, God, we'll follow him, God. Hey, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Hey, Dalamansiha. Hola Mansi Talaraba Seka Talahe. Hola Mansi Terehe. Oh, God, when you have called him to the nations, God. Oh, God, when you have called him to the globe, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for blessing us, raising us up, God, at Kingdom City Church, Lord, to be those spiritual abishads, God, to be those spiritual Aarons and those spiritual heads, God. Oh, God, that we'll hold him up in the battle, Lord. Oh, God, that he'll lose not one, Lord. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we dethrone every false way, God, that has come up against him, God. Oh, God, we send it back to swallow up the sinner, God. Oh, God, every contrary opening way, God, that was sent into the earth sphere, God. Father, we cancel the assignment now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we render it null and void. Hey, God, by the supreme sacrifice in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, you are God, and beside you there is no other God. Hey, God, we give you glory right now, God, for your mighty acts and your splendid wonders, God. Oh, Father, that you're doing in our man of God. And God, we don't take it lightly. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, every God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we reverse every consequences that has been working against the mantle of our man of God to undermine his authority. Father, we overthrow his works and activities now in the name of Jesus. We pluck it up by the roots. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we rebuke every satanic, wicked, evil, God, and demonic snares, God. Hey, God, that's contrary, God, to the assignment that you've given him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let him be smoked with the sword of the Lord right now in the name of Jesus. Father, let him be quenched as coal, God, in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you, God. And God, we give you glory, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for touching our man of God from the crown of his head, Lord, to the sole of his feet, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for making us a watchman, Father. Hey, God, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. I also want to speak about Ezekiel, chapter 3, verses 17. And so God is calling us, to be on our watch in this hour. Oh, we got to look into the divine telescopes and the supernatural microscopes into the spirit realm, that we will see what's going on, that we can see the approaching danger, and that we can also warn for such a time as this. And Ezekiel 3 and 17 says, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. So even in these prayers that God has set in the earth under our man of God, our very own prophet Brian Corn, even in these prayers, there's a warning that goes forth. And when that warning goes forth, the blood is not on KCC hand. The blood is not on prophet Brian Corn's hand. And so we must warn in order to save a life, in order to save a soul from destruction. And so whoever take heed of that warning, they will live. But whoever does not take heed of that warning, they will die in their iniquity. But therefore, our soul will be delivered from danger or from the pits of hell because we gave warning. And that's what KCC is set up to do in the earth. KCC is sent to destroy the works of the enemy, to dismantle all opposition that comes from the enemy who comes to seek to devour. And he don't want the ministry to go forth no way, because the ministry in the spirit realm stands for holiness and righteousness. And the word of God said, without holiness and righteousness, no man shall see the Lord. And that's why so much warfare is going on, because we are an apostolic prophetic ministry, line upon line, precept upon precept, here little and there little, and the mouthpiece of God that radiates out of the loins of our man of God. And so we cannot be in disunity one with another in this hour. We cannot be in disarray with one another in this hour. We must come together and know who we are in the body of Christ and stand on our lock and do and say and be what thus says the Lord. We must know our identity in this hour. We must be protectors of our man of God. We must keep him uplifted in the realm of the spirit. We must eat strong meat in this hour. It ain't time to be sucking on no milk in this hour. We got to be strong and eat meat and stand with the fervency that God has given us to stand under the elements of Kingdom City Church. Kingdom City Church is not your ordinary church. Kingdom City Church is not your popcorn church. Kingdom City Church is not your Cracker Jack church. Kingdom City Church is the real deal. Kingdom City Church is about God's holiness and righteousness. And so we want to come together and we want to stand on our watch and we want to warn those that need to be warned in this hour. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for blessing us to be watchmen on the wall, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, God, for teaching us, God, how to war off the enemy, God. Oh, God, our hands to war and our fingers to fight, Father. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for blessing us, God, to be vigilant and be sober, God, in this hour, God. Hey, God, that we don't be drunken in our emotions, God. Oh, God, that will cause us, God, to lose the sight, God. That will cause us, Lord, to lose the focus, God. Oh, God, but we thank you, God, for giving us what we need, God. You know the tools that we need. You know the instruments that we need. You know the weaponry that we need. You know the wisdom that we need. And we thank you, God, for giving us the ability to carry it out, God, to stand with our man of God, Lord, in spirit and in truth. Father, we rebuke sounding brass and tingling cymbals. God, we overturn it. We overthrow it. We override its horsemen and its chariots right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we give you glory and we give you honor for the great things that you are doing in us and through us, through our man of God, and while he watches over our soul, that we would take heed, God, and be obedient in this hour, God, and that we will stay low and humble, God, as only that you will get the glory. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Well, our God is awesome. How great is our God. Mele basunde le kita. Malabasoto le mandala kidalabai. Elabashakala bandala kosole mendele de tialamans. Rabala bandala kutulele mendele le bedetialabans. Wherever you are, begin to pray in the spirit. Miki moku moku moshiki miki miki enkeleme. Lemengele di alaban salamantolomo udalalaria. Malaba shakama shekebe. Mulele bian sitili mikikele bian dalamosa. Mulalaba ban satalamonda la kodalabasha. Mele vendele lebe kizalabanda la kota. Mele anda. Mankanini mikikosai. Manzala ustele. Milele bebe setele bonda la kudalabai. Makiman salamoko shatie, erebeon solomoku yala mataya, tatalabaka shebe, menkeneni ansi, sinolobokulandele kitele biancala baladabosa, We are praying for divine favor. We are praying for divine favor. We are praying for divine favor. That God would give you favor. Oh, manananananansa. Hey, nanamasikele mandala kudalabasa. We are praying for divine favor. That God would give you favor and work a miracle on your behalf. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, as I lift my voice and pray, I thank you for giving me favor in every area of my life. In Jesus' name, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you, Halabo Sheke, that you are the God who runs everything. For you say that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and you have the ability to turn it whatever way you will. Father, because you are God and you run everything, because you are the God of all flesh, you're the God of the judge flesh, you're the God of my boss flesh, you're the God of my employer's flesh, you're the God of the police flesh. I thank you for divine favor. I thank you for favor. I thank you for favor with people in high places. I thank you that you're granting unto me supernatural, uncommon favor. Favor that doesn't even make sense. I thank you for favor in the courts. I thank you for favor at the job. I thank you for favor in high places. I thank you for favor in government. I thank you for favor with the mortgage company, and favor with the banker, and favor to purchase this car. I thank you for divine favor. Father, in Jesus' name, I decree favor. I command favor. I command favor. I command favor. I command favor. Halabasha. I command favor. Supernatural favor. Uncommon favor. Father, in Jesus' name, you know the situations that we are dealing with. You know the situations that are before your people. However, you also are able to do anything. Father, in Jesus' name, I'm asking you, oh God, for divine favor. Give us favor today. Give us divine favor. Give us uncommon favor. Give us favor that does not make sense. Lord, cause everything to rule in our favor. Cause every situation to rule for our good. Father, touch the heart of those who are in high places and give us divine favor. You are able, O God, to save from the guttermost to the uttermost. You are able to do exceedingly abundantly. We declare that on this day, on the 28th of October, that you are granting unto us divine favor. You are giving us divine favor. My son has favor. My daughter has favor. My father has favor. My mother has favor. My husband, my wife, Hale, Beshe, Mikashuma, Mekeshelebe, Reban Satalamunda, Likalabanda la Kotolobohosa, Oba Shaka, Ye Melemanda, Andelebe Keselebin Kulabanda Laria, Mivala Dalaban Salamahuta, Litolobola Dondelebe Kikalabasha. I thank you for favor. I superimpose favor on our paperwork. Favor, Halabo Sheke, for that daughter to be able to get into that school. Son, for the favor for that son to be able to get into college. God, I thank you for favor. 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 I thank you that KZZ Charlotte has favor with government. KZZ Houston has favor with government. KZZ Jackson has favor with government. I thank you for favor with mayors. I thank you for favor with governors. I thank you for favor with the chief of police. I thank you for favor with pastors. I thank you for favor with presidents. I thank you for favor with kings. I command favor. I decree favor. I employ favor. I thank you for angels of favor moving from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I'm thinking that you're giving me favor with people who have the power to turn situations in my favor. Father, in Jesus' name, favor, 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 favor. Come on, Zion. I feel this. Command it. Decree it. Meshele. Establish it in the heavens that it might manifest on the earth. Whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever I loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Ere asalasha, asalashashi, sheshalaban salamokubai, rabantalamakitele andalosa, sinone mekibele di alabandala ushkanini andalahaya. Favor, uba, favor, elele andalabaya, favor, undalabashaka. I decree it. I lift up lawsuits. I lift up lawsuits. I lift up lawsuits. I lift up lawsuits. And I decree favor. 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 Oban shakalemanda. Rabalabandelebe solomokuta. Indelele basha. Yan shalabokoko toloboku bansane. Ramanda lakia. Father, I've seen you work in others, and I need you to work on my behalf. Father, I've seen you work miracles of healing for others. My God, manifest it in the life of those everywhere. God, I command favor. I command favor. I decree favor. Usha, lebe shekele mandala kosaya. Favor, 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 favor. Bishta. Lift your voice and pray for favor. That's what your son needs. That's what your daughter needs. That's what you need. You need favor. You need favor. And favor is your portion. Favor is the ile anda la kasaya. Favor is being released upon you. Uncommon favor. Uncommon favor. Supernatural favor. In the name of Jesus. Mele basha, jan zalabo kulande le kita, ni lelelele bianda la bas soto lele manda. Whatever you do, make sure you're in prayer this evening. Pray bele banda la kuda la bakasai, ramande le be seto lele banda le kita la basa. Make sure you are in prayer this evening at 6 o'clock. You know, technically, this is the 30th day of our prayer, and there are so many testimonies of things that God has done. We are believing God for breakthrough, for change, for favor and finances. Favor, favor, favor. Declare that all day. Every time you open your mouth, declare that God has given you favor. Declare that people are giving you favor. Declare that today. You have favor with companies, favor with businesses, favor with people in high places. Command favor. You can decree a thing, and it shall be established. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. You are powerful. You cannot be stopped. Ilele bandala kotolobo kulale bias. I am so ready for this evening to pray, to intercede, and believe God for things that he's about to do. I am so stirred. I am so motivated. I'm so excited about your future and mine and the things that are getting ready to happen. You need to tell everybody you know to make sure they're on the call this evening. You're going to need to call in early because we're going to break some things. So make sure you're on the call. You are blessed. You're anointed. I look forward to praying with you this evening. As you know, 6 o'clock, we have prayer. Now, 12 o'clock, we have prayer at all the locations. I keep reminding you because I'm telling you there's power when you come together and pray. So you that can get to the church and pray, get there. Halabo shake. Ele mandala kasai. And tonight, I'm in Selma, Alabama. You that are anywhere near, You that are anywhere near Selma, Alabama, come to receive everything that God has in store for you. You are blessed. More grace. See you at 6:00.